Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
It was a strange day out there. We hit new all-time highs on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ right at the open, and then nothing. The market just drifted sideways and finished basically flat.
Totally meandering. It feels like the entire market is holding its breath, just waiting for one thing.
Absolutely. It's all about the FOMC decision tomorrow. And let's be clear, the 25 basis point rate cut is a foregone conclusion. It's completely priced in. The real fireworks will be in the details.
So what are you watching for specifically? What's the key takeaway traders need to be listening for?
Two things. First, the updated summary of economic projections. We need to see what the Fed's dot plot says about potential cuts in October and December. Second, and this is the big one, is Fed Chair Powell's press conference. His tone will set the market's direction for the next month.
And it's interesting because we got a really strong retail sales number this morning, coming in at 0.6%, double the consensus. But the market just shrugged it off.
It didn't even register. That tells you everything. The consumer is still spending, which is great. But right now, there is only one story that matters, and that's the Fed. All other data is just noise until we hear from Powell.
Got it. So let's look under the hood at the sector action. Despite the flat close, there was definitely some movement happening.
There was. We saw a classic, albeit quiet, rotation into cyclical names. Energy led the charge, up 1.7%, with crude oil jumping over 2% to $64.56 a barrel.
And consumer discretionary was the other standout, right? Ticker XLY.
Exactly. That sector was strong, thanks to heavyweights like Tesla and Amazon flexing their muscles. Meanwhile, the defensive sectors, especially utilities, got hammered. It's a subtle but clear signal that traders are positioning for a risk-on reaction to the Fed meeting.
Okay, let's pivot to some of the single stock stories that really move the needle. And we have to start with Dave and Buster's. Ticker, PLAY. What a disaster.
Yeah, a brutal day for them. Down almost 17% after a big earnings miss. But this is a fascinating story. The new CEO, Tarun Lal, who comes from Yum! Brands, basically held a masterclass in accountability on the call.
What did he say?
He laid it all out. He said they completely misfired on marketing, messed up their food and beverage strategy, and dramatically underinvested in new games. But he called them all fixable problems, and even said the stock is extremely undervalued.
Wow, that is some conviction. Is this a name to buy on the dip?
Not yet. It's a classic show-me story. The new leadership is saying all the right things, but now they have to execute. It's definitely one for the watch list, but I'm not touching it until we see proof of a turnaround in the numbers.
Makes sense. Couple of other stocks under pressure were Hims & Hers and Warner Brothers Discovery.
Right. HIMS took a nearly 6% hit after getting a warning letter from the FDA over its semaglutide product claims. That's a headline you never want to see. And WBD fell over 6% after a downgrade from TD Cowen. The analyst there is basically worried about the fallout if the proposed Paramount Skydance acquisition doesn't happen.
All right, let's get tactical. The market is coiling. What continuation setups are you watching that could pop once the Fed is out of the way?
I'm focused on names that are already showing relative strength and just consolidating. First up is AVAV, AeroVironment. It's in the hot aerospace and defense sector, has rising momentum, and is building a nice base. I'm looking for a move through the 264.50 resistance level to signal the next leg up.
Okay, AVAV is on the list. What else?
Let's look at Alibaba, ticker BABA. It's been in a steady recovery mode, and the volume pattern suggests accumulation. A clean break above 163.50 could spark a quick run toward 165. It's a simple, clean setup.
I like that. Now for my favorite part, anticipation setups. These are the names that are still sleeping but look ready to wake up in a big way.
Top of the list, without a doubt, is NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. It's been in a very tight consolidation, just digesting its massive run. This is a classic volatility squeeze. The entry is a break and hold above $176. If it clears that level on volume, the next target is 178.50.
NVIDIA is always a market leader. Give me one more, maybe something a little off the beaten path.
Okay, let's talk about IONQ, ticker IONQ. This is a quantum computing play that has seen a massive surge in volume and interest lately. It's building a strong base right around the $60 level. It's a higher risk name for sure, but a breakout over 62.50 could trigger a very explosive move higher.
Excellent. So to wrap it all up, the market is in a holding pattern, waiting for Jerome Powell to give the green light tomorrow.
That's the entire game right now. We're seeing bullish rotation under the surface, and we've got our watch list loaded with high conviction continuation and anticipation setups like AVAV and NVIDIA.
The plan is to stay patient, wait for the catalyst, and then execute on these key levels. That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.